Hello and welcome to the third episode of Character Flaw. I am your Dungeon Master, Charles, and joining us we have...
My name is Tristan, I'm playing as Ariel, and my Twitter is TristanDimitri7.
I'm Demi, I'm playing as Finn, and my Twitter is @HimandDim.
I'm RC, and I'll be playing Sato Sosuke, and my Twitter is @TheColdTouch.
And I'm Josh, and I'm playing the breathtaking Balthazar... And my Twitter is @BTBalthazar.
All right. And if you want to contact Dapper Jackal Productions, you can find us on Twitter @DapperJackal. So last session, we had some interesting things happen. The breathtaking Balthazar, you spent a little bit of time in the Omotenashi Inn. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. A little bit of fun. Beyond that, you've tried to find the trail of the Eyes of the Dragon. After learning that they had received some digging equipment from one of the Thieves Guild contacts Sato had, the group went to the temple and managed to find their way into the crypt beneath due to the distraction help of Balthazar.
Breathtaking Balthazar.
The breathtaking Balthazar.
Already.
Oh gods, this will be a long one. Okay. So, at the entrance to the crypt is where all of the characters currently are. As I had just stated before, the sound of machinery had filled the tunnel, whereas in the temple area above, it had been quiet from the normal sound of machinery that envelops Bomato. The stench of death and decomposition and dust fills the air, and you have this area in front of you. What are you going to do?
Who's going in first? Did we establish who's... I got there last. So
yeah, you were the last one to go in.
Who do I see in front of me as far as what do you guys see yourselves in marching order?
Well, I would assume our tank's up front.
Yeah,
I can do that. I'll go first.
I'll be behind the tank.
Behind the tank? Okay. Mm.
I don't trust you behind me for some reason.
You too.
I feel like you would.
A lot. Yeah.
I feel like the breathtaking Balthazar...
Thank you.
...would... paid to be dead last, so as I'm trying to get behind
I don't mind.
You, you shove me out of the way. Like, no.
I would never shove you.
Aww.
And I give you a little push on the small of your back. Come on, little throw-up boy. We're going down here.
Yeah, you weren't having a great morning.
No, my character was hungover immensely.
Right, so Ariel just... I mean, do you have any... alcohol stored away?
No, I do not.
So Ariel is just going to
be sober.
Didn't we have...
No, I already gave that to him.
No.
Oh, okay. And then I had one filled with water that I tried to give to him.
Fenn tried to give Ariel some water, but...
I think he smashed it.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, I don't remember what happened with the other one.
Alright. So, in front of you is a crude staircase descending into the darkness. So, with that marching order, is the party going to start descending?
I do wish to address Balthy and be like, do you have a light cantrip that you could use?
Didn't
I'm thinking Balthy.
Have a torch?
Yeah, I have a torch, is what we had established last
yes.
time.
Yes. Because
you were like, check out this candle, and I was like, bitch! And just press the digitation of the torch.
Hey, Balthazar, can I, breathtaking Balthazar, excuse me. Do you mind if I take the light?
Oh, absolutely. I'll reach over everyone and hand it to you since I'm at the back and you're at the front.
Okay, cool. Now I have the torch.
Boof! Lighting another torch, bitch!
Balthazar just has another torch. How many torches do you have?
10.
You have 10 torches?
Yes! Yes. I forgot!
Yes.
Alright, I don't know where you're carrying all those torches. In the vents? Are you just carrying them in the vents? Don't ask! Okay, alright, I won't ask. I won't ask where Balthazar carries his torches.
I have a small pack.
We have a small pack?
Yes.
Okay, alright, fair enough. Anyway, back to you, Fenn.
Okay, as we're walking, I would like to gently just, like, kind of, like, a torch in one hand, just kind of make sure that all my stuff is on my belt while Sato is walking behind me.
Sato, were you trying to steal anything off of Fenn?
No.
Okay, cool.
Don't worry, Fenn, all your things are there.
Just to make sure, with you I don't necessarily know. Speaking of, actually, I know... you like to steal things, but if you could just, you know, maybe put that on hold while we're down here, that would be great, because I know you like your fingers, and I'm sure you'd like to keep all of them, but I will cut them off if you try to take anything.
One, I'm offended that you think I steal things. But I can't promise anything.
Alright. So Sato is going to accept the lecture, but disregard it entirely.
Okay.
The party reaches the bottom of the stairs, and what you see in front of you is a barred door with bloodstains on it in the dirt, and the large wooden plank used to bar the door has some, like, bloody handprints on that as well.
Ugh. Prestidigitation. Clean that off.
Clean all the blood off.
It's fucking gross. I'm right. Not into it.
Alright, so Balthazar just cleans all the blood. Just, ugh. Nasty.
Ooh, OCD, OCD.
Thank you, Balthazar. It wasn't much for that serious subject.
It wasn't for you!
It wasn't for you. You're not special.
No.
Well, absolutely not.
Very few are.
No one likes Sato. Okay. So, you have the bar in front of the party. It's a big, heavy-looking bar. If someone want to try and take it off the bar?
I will then back up and be like, present. It's all clean for whomever, not me.
Yeah,
not
go
you.
For it.
I'm not
you'll go for it?
It.
Alright, go ahead and make a strength check. So, roll your d20 and then add your strength modifier to it.
18?
Alright, so you very easily pick it up off of the door, throw it onto the floor, and you can now easily open the door up. Beyond the door, this first chamber has bodies lined within recessed sort of coffins along the walls, dressed in very fine clothing, and the bodies seem to be well cared for. There is an ornate door with carvings on the southern face directly in front of you, and on the western face there is a door that has a simple padlock on it.
As I, like, open the doors, I'm just kind of, like, grab my holy symbol, like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Can't believe you're down here with the bodies of all the ancestors. You know that all of the masters of the temple would not be happy with you if
no,
they found you down here.
Absolutely not. I'm, like, giving myself shit as I'm, like, down here, like, what are you doing? Like,
Fen, you're breaking everything
yep,
you promised.
Yep.
All right. So
Sato will gleefully enter the room and take everything of note.
Oh, so you're entering the room. So Sato enters the room.
If I take everything of note, I mean, like, I take and visualize and
okay,
see everything.
Oh,
take
notes.
I was about to be
okay,
like, Ben is going to
take note
out
of everything, not take everything of note.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Not to be holding a lot of shit.
You're about to be holding a lot of shit, yeah. So you walk in, so all of you walking into this chamber do get that information that I mentioned earlier. So, there are bodies in the walls that look very well taken
are
care
these,
of, they're well dressed, and there are the two doors.
Are these humans?
There are humans, elves, dragonborn, there is a mixture down here.
Dragonborn
really,
wearing anything nice and flashy?
Unfortunately, these people in here seem
no,
to be, they're dressed finely,
yeah,
but it's not, like, ornate.
Okay, I'll save it then. I was just... it's not above me to rip some clothes off a dead body, but only if they are just fabulous. So
right. I mean, you're at the very first entrance.
Sure.
There's
gonna be more.
Too.
It'll
there's
be
gonna be more.
Yeah.
Are there any torches on the walls or anything like that? Any like sconces? That
there
are
sconces.
Light?
There are sconces that can be lit. There are currently no lit torches.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'll light some.
You'll light some?
Sure.
Gonna just press the digitation all the sconces
yeah,
up. All right. So the breathtaking Balthazar just starts pointing around to the different sconces, and they burst into flames, and then down to just very simple sconce flames, lighting up the room, and revealing that the door in the south is very ornately carved. It's rather beautiful.
So as I'm doing that, it's pa, 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 all the way down, just shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. And then once I get to that south door, it's going to be like, ta-da, and just like... bowing for everyone to
you're,
take it in.
So you you spin around and with a flourish, you bow for the other people
yeah,
in the room.
I'm gonna golf clap for you.
Then golf claps.
Oh yeah. That feels good.
Sato, Ariel, nothing.
I'm trying to hold in vomit.
With you, that's fine. With you, Sato, I'm gonna be a little disappointed. My next goal is to try to wow you.
To try and wow. Alright. So, what would you guys like to do in this room?
I think we should split up.
I want to check that door out.
The ornate door or the one with the padlock?
Ornate.
Okay, so the ornate door.
Since that's where I'm in front of.
Yeah. What would you like to do with the door exactly? Do you just want to look at it?
Yeah, I want to know what its carvings are depicting.
Okay. So, looking at it, wiping off some of the dust that's on the door, there are four heroic-looking figures carved into the door. There are two dragonborn with great axes flanking an elf with a bow and a man with a sword. And all of them look to be facing something rather large, and all you can see is from above them, there seems to be flames carved in on the like very top of the door, looking like it's coming down onto these four figures.
Fen, this is kind of your jam, right?
You could say that, yes.
Is this familiar to you, this battle?
Is it familiar to me?
Let's see if you pay attention in your classes. Roll a religion check.
Take notes, goddammit.
Five. Yeah.
So
I just didn't pay attention to that part.
No, it seems like Fen wasn't paying attention to the battle that happened with the great gold dragon in Bomato. So. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I guess is this? Can I push on this? Is it open?
So I'm trying to push on it now.
Not a whole lot, just to see if it's open.
All right. Well, as soon as your hands touch, a cold chill runs down the spine of everyone in the room as it seems that some of these dead bodies take in a breath, and you start to hear the creaking of bones and ligaments as these creatures move for the first time in 100 years.
And I will say, and that?
Damn it.
Roll initiative.
Oh, fantastic.
Is that familiar?
Yeah.
All right, so what did everyone get? We have Ariel with...
Nine.
A nine, okay. Fen?
I rolled a seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Sato?
Got an 18 here.
18, alright. Rogue going first. That's not really weird. Although, Balthazar?
Breathtaking Balthazar. 17.
17? Okay, yeah. So, looks like the order will be Sato with 18, Breathtaking Balthazar with 17, Ariel with 9, Fen with a 7,
yeah.
And then the zombies are going with a 2. So, they'll be last. So, Sato, you're first. The zombies that are kind of starting to move are pretty easily identifiable because, well, you're starting to hear all those cracking sounds from them. Being that most of them are still prone at this point, like just starting to try and get themselves out of the coffin type things that they're in, you could easily go and stab one, or what is it that you'd like to do?
Oh, absolutely take the advantage of stabbing something that's prone.
All right, so run up and you get to attack with advantage.
And that's going to be a 16 to hit.
16 will easily hit.
Awesome. 12 damage.
12 damage, okay. And then anything else you'd like to do on your turn? Do you want to retreat back? Do you want to...
I wish to go and hide next to Fen. Be like, Fen,
why
are the things that are dead coming back to life?
Alright, well, since you moved up and then moved away from the thing, it is going to then try and take a swing at you. Okay. Since it's prone, it does have disadvantage. Let's see. All right, that actually wasn't bad. We'll see. It's a 16 to hit.
That means
so. All right, so its claw reaches out and manages to hit you with its kind of necrotic hand, and it's going to do one, or it's going to deal a 3 bludgeoning damage to you.
All right.
All right, after that is the breathtaking Balthazar.
So these are not the boys that are up against the wall. These are like coffin...
Once. These are the ones that are within the walls, yeah. A few of them are getting up.
But not all of them?
No.
So they're all kind of lined up?
I'm just trying
to get a visual for what I want to do.
Okay, a good visual, if you've played Skyrim and been in the crypts, the like type of recessed like coffin-type areas that the Druid are in.
So like bunk beds?
Yeah, sort of like bunk beds,
okay.
Just recessed in the wall for dead people.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So I guess I'll just shoot one of them from where I am.
Shoot them with
the light crossbow, which I will make a light crossbow.
Right, because you're gonna cast light on it.
Just to...
Is light an action? Or
it's, no, it's
action?
Not light. It's
prestigitation.
Yeah, it's prestigitation.
Okay, so you're using prestigitation. You light up the crossbow, and then you're gonna shoot at one of them.
Right.
Now it is prone, so you technically have disadvantage on the ball.
Okay. Ugh, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss.
What'd you get?
7.
A 7? That is just barely a miss, actually. Just
barely.
Oh my gosh.
Zombies
what, are they really fat?
No, I believe
no,
zombies are 8. Zombies are, you're correct, actually. Zombies are not dexterous. They're really easy to hit. They have no armor bonuses, and since everything is a base of 10 and their dexterity is not great, since, you know, they're dead and all,
sure.
Their armor class is.
Can't even hit a dead guy, is what you're saying. Move on.
Would Balthazar like to do anything else?
If I'm taking Balthazar, I would not.
Okay. And Ariel is up.
I draw a sword and I attack the one nearest to me.
The one nearest to you? Okay, so you just run right up to it and you make one attack with it.
At this level, yeah.
Yeah.
You only have the one attack.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You could have some bonus actions or something like that. So, I don't think you do it at this level
yet,
but you will in the future.
Not yet, yeah.
Alright, so go ahead and roll your d20.
Okay. So that's this one, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. As a 13.
Okay, and roll it again.
No, it should say.
Okay,
yeah,
plus
and
five
roll
attack.
It again first.
Okay. That's a 1.
That's a 7.
Oh, 7. There we go.
Okay, so the 13's the better of the two, so you're going to take that one, since you have advantage for attacking a prone creature.
That's a 18.
So 18 is going to easily hit, so which weapon did you attack with? Is it
short
a
sword.
A short sword, so you're going to take a d6, which is the normal-looking die.
Okay.
And you'll roll that one.
5.
And then you add the bonus to it.
So that would be... Wait, the attack bonus?
Yeah.
So oh, plus 3. Okay, so 8.
So you do 8 damage to the zombie. Alright, and then are you going to stay up in its face, or are you going to retreat back? What are you going to do?
How about I try and make my way to the group?
Okay, so you're going to move back and try and get towards the group?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is going to reach out and try and claw at you. And that's a 16 to claw at you?
That is, yes.
That's going to hit?
It's going to hit.
Okay, so it will deal... 7 bludgeoning damage as its claw reaches out and smacks onto you. Painful, painful little hit from that guy. After your turn for backing away, it's then Fen's turn.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily want to use my sword. Because I don't want to break the bones and break everything.
Right,
so...
at the same time, you're a paladin, and when spirits start to, you know, go evil, it is your job to... help them go back to rest by destroying their now corporeal form.
I'm gonna stab it.
You're gonna stab it?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you going to pull your katana or your wakizashi?
Yeah, just the katana.
The katana? Okay.
A motorcycle?
Wheel it with two hands. What? That's awful, Josh.
I mean, you can do anything in this game.
It's true, it's true. And especially in a steampunk world, there might
yeah.
be motorcycles.
Yeah, and it could be called a wakizashi or whatever you call it.
A wakizashi?
Yes.
Okay,
Josh. Alright. So, Fen, you're running up with your katana with two hands, and you're making a slash at...
Whichever one is closest to, like, our group.
The one that's closest to your group. I mean, they're all still laying down in the walls, right?
Okay,
now,
cool.
So.
So, I guess I'll just go over to, like, the left and attack whatever's over there.
The left
as
one.
As far as that'll get me.
Okay, that's the one that Balthazar shot at. So.
Cool.
The breathtaking Balthazar shot at.
Cool. I mean, that definitely hits because I rolled a natural 18.
A natural 18? Okay, yeah, you hit.
So
go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay, cool.
You have advantage.
It's a
d10. Yeah.
That's a 7. That's 7 plus anything? You'd add your strength to...
Oh, so 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so you deal 10 damage, and then are you going to move away or are you going to stay up in the zombie's face?
I'm going to stay up.
You're going to stay up?
Mm-hmm.
All right, tanks do what tanks do. So it is now the zombie's turn, so the zombies are going to finish getting themselves out of this space, and since both Ariel and the breathtaking Balthazar backed up, they're actually out of range for these zombies since they had to use half their movement to get out of there. And they're not fast, they're dead, so, you know, they're going to be limping that way. Sato, you moved over to where Fen was, which is enough that one will be able to make it to you.
Okay.
And then Fen, there's actually two others that can get to you. So, 3 attacks against Fen, so let's go ahead and start rolling those. So, the 3 zombies get around Fen. And we have a 18 to hit, mm-hmm. a 15 to hit,
nope.
and a natural 20.
Fuck.
Fuck means no.
Yeah. Just hits.
Just barely.
Barely hits.
Barely hits with that. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
So the one in front of you is the one that hits you first, and so mm-hmm. that one is going to deal 3 bludgeoning damage to you. You manage to duck down and dodge out of the way from the one that came up on your right side, but in dodging that way, the other one manages to get a claw right between where your helmet and your armor, like where the break is there, manages to claw at the back of your neck. And that one is going to deal 4 bludgeoning damage with its critical hit. So
cool.
The zombies aren't doing great at actually hurting you guys right now.
I don't think I've killed anything except for Daimyo's nutsacks.
Other than the Daimyo's nutsack, there was that one commoner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
blasted that old lady on accident.
Yes.
The commoner
didn't
die, though.
Yeah, no, she was just on fire.
True. Didn't die.
And then didn't the throw up get her
yeah.
after that?
The vomit got her.
She didn't get thrown up on.
Fuck
yeah.
her, that's why.
So. For Sato, the one that ran up to you, you notice it, and I'm assuming you easily dodge out of the way with an 8 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
So Sato like it's there.
No,
just
that
like,
one
whoop,
just misses.
Moves down very quickly. Okay. So that would end round 1, and it brings it back to Sato's turn, so I'm assuming you'll
the
try
one
and...
that just attacked me is about to get stabbed.
Yeah,
right
that's
place.
What I was assuming. Okay.
That's going to be well over 20. Rolled an 18 on the die.
You hit.
Or... 9 damage.
For 9 damage. Okay. Alright, so stabbing the zombie, were you like going for an arm or a leg or just like center mass?
I was aiming to try to get right underneath the chin up through the top of the head.
Right underneath the chin up through the top of the head? Alright, well, it manages to like get out of the way of that, so you still put the blade through its throat, but it's just at a weird angle where it's a zombie. I mean, it doesn't really matter when you aim at that point. Yeah, the zombie just waddles away. Are you going to then try and move away again?
No, this time I'm just going to retrieve my blade from its throat and then position myself behind it.
Just move around to behind it? Okay. And then it is Balthazar's turn.
I think Balthazar will fuck this firebolt. So
firebolt? Okay.
Just put that back. That's
so
work.
There
Look
are
in.
The 3 that are kind of dogpiling on Fen and the 1 that is attacking Sato.
Well, considering he didn't like my performance and she clapped, she gonna get some assistance.
Okay,
yes.
Are you gonna attack the one that is in front of her, the one that's kind of behind her? Which
whatever seems like
cover to
easiest
you?
To hit.
Okay.
Most likely
so.
For me to hit.
Alright, so the one that is just, I mean, I'm imagining you kind of on the left side of her, back towards the entrance.
I'm towards the ornate door, remember.
Towards the ornate door. But you, remember, you moved away.
From them, but I'm still over in that area.
In that area? Okay. Then
we
you'll be attacking the one on the right.
From the door.
That's fine, you'll be attacking the one on the right.
I'll hit this time.
Much better.
Alright, you finally hit with something. I mean, you got that shocking grasp once.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Is not...
Oh, nice. For 9 fire.
For 9 fire damage. Alright, that's pretty good. And then anything
and,
else you'd like to do, any flourishes you'd like to add, or just send a bolt of fire straight towards that zombie?
A flammable object hit by this spell ignites if it isn't being worn or carried. I don't know if there's anything around, just want to say.
Okay, noted.
And
in this
I'm
case,
staying where
not,
I am.
Staying right where you are?
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's going to end your turn. So, Ariel, we're back to you.
I would draw my longbow and try to help Sato over there with the zombie.
Try and help Sato with the zombie? Mm-hmm. Alright, so... It currently, he moved around behind it. It's starting to turn to get ready to try and strike it, Sato, again. And you're drawing, you're knocking an arrow quickly and
yes.
pulling and loosing. Alright, go ahead and roll for it.
Hey, that's a d20.
That's the d20.
So, 16 plus 5 attack, 21.
21, you definitely hit.
Okay, and then with this thing,
it's a longbow.
That's the longbow, right?
It's
so you're going to use the D8. So
D8.
That's,
oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Your diamond one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The diamond. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see it now. It says it. Oh.
All right, how much damage does Ariel do?
4 plus 6, 7.
7 damage. All right. So you loose that arrow and it hits center mass, and as it's starting to turn, the weird angle of it makes it so. It goes in kind of through where the heart would be and then out through the shoulder blade in the back, but the noise it makes isn't super satisfying. It's like It's like an arrow hitting brain.
That's gross.
Yeah. Not the nicest sounding attack. But, I mean, you hit it. You did some damage.
So then I would quickly turn to the breathtaking Balthazar and ask him, why the hell is this happening?
Your guess is as good as mine, son.
All right, and
that'll be it. That'll be it.
That'll end your turn. Then it's back to Fen. So you're getting dogpiled on by three zombies right now.
Okay, so I'm gonna attack the one that I attacked first.
The one that you attacked first. Okay.
Or which one is looking like worse?
The one that's looking worse.
Bad, right?
Or the one on fire.
It's the one that just got hit by Balthazar. So the one on your left.
Okay, so I'm gonna attack that one.
Okay. Breathtaking Balthazar.
Are you though?
I mean, do you see that hit, bro?
12.
No, I saw the last one.
That's 12. That
oh,
hits.
Sorry, 13.
13 still hits.
Okay. And then 10.
10 damage? Yeah. Alright. So let's see one thing real quick. Alright, so with your katana, you very quickly you move to your left side, you bring the katana down directly through the center of the skull, and that zombie just drops to the ground and falls, just rotten flesh hitting the ground.
I would like to say a quick prayer, and then I want to move around.
What's your prayer?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's more like a...
Well,
like
your
a,
God loves you now.
Yeah, right? It's more like a, like, I'm sorry that your rest was interrupted type thing.
Okay,
and
so...
And then you were brought back, and then...
Just whispering that under your breath,
yeah,
as other zombies are trying to smack on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And then I'm not moving out of range, but I'm moving to where they're in front of me instead of like flanking.
All right. Yeah. That'd just be turning because you had
okay, cool.
You had one that was, if we're doing the grid, there would have been one in front of you, one on your left, one on your right. So now if you just turn, kind
of
diagonal.
Okay. Cool.
It's fine.
We're
not really playing.
Get out of range, but...
We're not playing with flanking rules in this one, just because that makes it kind of complicated. And
okay.
It's hard to do with Theater of the Mind.
Mm-hmm.
So
that flanking's OP.
Flanking is very OP, especially with a rogue in the party and someone that likes to break the game like you are, see. So. Anyway, so that's it for Fen's turn then?
Yes.
Okay, so the two zombies that are still on Fen are going to both try and attack her. One I'm assuming is going to hit with a 19, and the other one will miss with a 7.
Yeah.
All right. And, ooh, we got a good hit in too, so that's going to be 7 bludgeoning damage.
I'm unconscious.
You're unconscious?
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, so the zombie smacks on you, and you just drop.
Heal her down.
Yeah.
Tank down.
We fucked.
All the bad things.
Actually, I could argue I'm also a tank because I've got the same armor class.
And then one more attack is going to happen against Sato from the zombie that it does manage to fully turn around. It swings at you. That is a 12 to hit. So it swings and misses as Sato just quickly dodges out of the way. I'm assuming just like a hey. Just because, I mean, these things are so slow. It's nothing.
And in dodging that, I am going to celebrate a little bit and just kind of crack a really large smirk.
Crack a really large smirk. Well, it's your turn. I mean,
yeah.
You can repost if you would like.
I'm going to impale it from underneath the armpit up, try it into the head from there.
Try to impale up through the head. Okay.
Ooh, save the arm.
Yeah.
That's going to be a 24 to hit.
24 will hit easily.
Or 7 damage.
All right, so it does 7 damage. All right, and so you do manage to impale through the armpit exactly as you want it. It goes up through. It actually kind of pops back up at a weird angle where it comes out of the eye. And at that point, when you pull it back out, the whole thing just drops. You still have the end of like a kind of putrid eyeball on the end of your blade.
I'm just going to flick it right to the floor and hope that it just...
Flick it to the floor. I mean, it's like a peeled grape that just splats out.
Awesome.
I have all that again.
Alright, what would you like to do? There's the two, you just saw Fen drop, and there are now two zombies, like, getting ready to go down.
I'm gonna back as far away as I can from them.
You're backing up, away from them? Okay, because they're, like, starting to get down onto knees to
as
start trying to
I
want to
keep myself within a reasonable distance, but not close enough.
Okay, and that'll end your turn then. It
yep.
is the breathtaking Balthazar's turn.
So, these homies that are about to eat her.
Right.
Their positioning is, she's right here. Tell me where they are around
so,
here.
There's
could I
there's
could I feasibly
one...
blast them with my mouth acid without getting it all over her?
So the issue with the cone is it's assumed
not a
that
cone,
it's,
line.
Going, it's a line. Yes.
I'm gonna do that.
So you can move yourself to a spot where you very easily can blast both of them. It's a 30 by 30, like, crypt.
30 by 5 is my line, so that's what I'll do. Just
so, yeah, you can very easily...
So dex save from there, very non-dexterous.
Yeah, let's see if the zombies can succeed on some dexterity saving throws. That's a 6 and a 17.
Well, that's one.
You'll take half.
All right, one of them manages to dodge out of the way. Maybe he just dropped down to the ground so quickly that you weren't expecting it.
Good for him. I forget the damage on that, so give me a second.
And it's 2d6 and then goes up, what, 6?
Creature takes 2d6 and half on a fail, so.
Pink boys.
Did not do great. That's 5.
So that's 5,
mm-hmm.
And that was acid damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Terrible in here now.
Oh, God, no.
So, the breathtaking Balthazar moves quickly, takes a big breath in.
Takes a breath, doesn't he?
Fuck you, Josh. Takes a deep breath,
just
takes
it.
I will end you. I will lightning bolt you underground.
It's fine.
So he takes the deep breath and then blows a line of acid directly across both of the zombies. For Sato and Ariel, if you've never seen a Dragonborn's, like, acidic breath weapon before, it's kind of a terrifying sight seeing that happen all of a sudden. If you've seen it before, whatever. You've seen it before.
It's probably still pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Actually,
yeah.
This one I would be pretty amazed about, because I'm just seeing this massive column of green acid fly.
Did it take your breath away?
No.
No?
Are you going to clap?
Damn.
I'll give you
I'm going to look right over at him. <'cause> I'm like, come on.
You just deadpan at Sato. And Sato.
Just a single clap.
A singular clap. It's better than you got from the other one, though.
It was sarcastic.
So it doesn't matter to BTB.
At least mine was genuine.
Right.
Right. Okay. So is that your turn?
Yes.
Okay.
I assume I'm far enough away that I'm not right upon them, so I have no need to move away any further. But hopefully I got their attention off of her, is my intention.
Perhaps. We shall see when it comes to their turn. Ariel, it is your turn.
I notch an arrow, and I attack.
Do you want to lose the one that has gotten down to a knee and looks like it's definitely going to try and start ripping Fen apart, or do you want to go for the one that got covered in the acid and has turned towards BTV?
BTV's got that one. I would go after the one that's definitely...
trying to rip Fen apart?
Yeah.
Alright, so you're going to roll another attack roll.
One attack roll. 10, 5, so that's 15.
15 will hit.
And then the D8, that's this one. Yes, the diamond.
You got it. Shh.
Shit. So it's a 4.
So you did 4 damage to it, okay. And it takes that arrow, it shudders a little bit, and then just goes right back to trying to chew on Fen.
Well, I tried, Fen.
Anything else that Ariel would like to do?
I say shit.
You say shit.
Alright, shit.
You fire the arrow, it shudders a little bit, you start to think you got it, and then it just immediately moves back, trying to tear Fen apart, and everyone else just hears a shit. Fen, it is your turn to make a death save.
5.
You failed your first death save.
Yay!
Actually, first death save in the entire game.
Yeah, so it is now the Zambi's turn, so the Zambi that wanted to get a BTB can move 20 feet up to get 2 BTB, and then is going to make it slam attack. So let's see. That's a 20 to hit. So it slams against you with all its force and does 2 bludgeoning damage.
Let's get some more force.
Then the one that is right there next to Fen is going to start trying to chew through her armor. Let's see if it can succeed. So it got a 13 to beat your armor class.
Nope.
So while you're on the ground, it gets down and it starts trying to chew, and it's just chewing on metal plates. And the zombie.
Chain rail, just like,
it's not a smart dead thing, so, you know. That's both of the zombies that are left's turn, so Sato, it's back to you.
I see the one trying to continue killing.
Yeah, you see one trying to eat Fen.
I'm gonna run over, and as I'm running over, I'm like, the only one that can kill Fen is me. And just start stabbing her.
Maybe that'd be a good way to get it done.
So, Sato, who are you attacking? The zombie.
The zombie. That's gonna be a 16 to hit.
So 16 will easily hit.
Or 8 damage.
8 damage, alright. So you stab the zombie and it shudders a little bit and then goes right back to trying to chew on.
God damn it!
Very concentrated.
Chew on hers, yeah. I mean, you've just learned about an ability of the undead. They have undead fortitude where if you knock them down to the point where they're supposed to die, I get to make a constitution saving throw for them of 5 plus the damage you dealt, and he's got a nat 20 on that roll, so that zombie, not
very
dying
alive.
This time. Very, very alive right now. Are you going to back away, or what are you going to do? Because
I'm just
going to
like hold the blade in the side of its head and look kind of confused.
it's just tweaking its face and then trying to move down.
I think I'm just going to stand in that same position, just hold the blade in its head.
Just hold the blade in its head? Okay. BTB.
That'll be...
What are you doing?
I'm going to reach out with a 12 and shock and grasp the guy that came up on me.
Oh, shock and grasp that guy?
Yeah.
Okay, the 12 will hit.
Okay. I doubt he's wearing anything since we so easily hit them, right?
No, he's wearing some, like, alright robes that are kind of old and moldy now.
Alright robes.
They used to be fine, but they're alright.
They're alright.
They're okay.
4.
4 damage. Okay. And so... The body seizes a little bit, but then just continues advancing towards you.
Well, I'm going to move away because it can't react after me doing that. So.
That's true. So you're going to... Are you going to run just like all the way to the other end of the chamber?
Whatever gets me away from...
Yeah, it won't...
All of them, I don't know.
It will not be able to hit you if you run to the other end of the chamber.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Because I don't want to... I don't have a lot of health, sorry. I'll do what I can.
Weird, me neither.
I'm talking max. My max is like one of the hits you took.
Ariel, you are
That's
up.
True.
Okay, so I got one zombie trying to attack the breathtaking Balthazar.
Yes.
And then I got the other zombie trying to eat Fen, all at the same time.
It's got a sword in its head.
Yeah, it's got a sword
in its
head.
It has a sword through its head as it's still alive and, like, actively moving, not caring that the sword is slowly cutting through its skull as it's trying to eat Fen.
So, just out of pure rage, I would probably... No, I will. I will draw my short sword... Rush at the damn zombie that's trying to eat Fen and try to stab it.
Alright, so you run up, you try and stab it as well?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a hit.
8 plus 5. So, yeah, that's a hit. 13.
That's a hit?
Yeah,
13? Okay, yes, yeah, so 13 easily hits. So, go ahead and roll your d6.
And 6. In the lingos now. Okay,
yeah.
Damn. Now, on the hip. You're digging with it? Shit, okay.
Only took you 3 episodes.
I see. So that's 7. Damn.
So that's 7. All right. Well, let's see if it makes it save. It got a 20 on its save. So you stab another blade through its head, at which point... So it basically has one going through the side of its head, has another blade going in through its eye and through the back of its head, and it's still just bending over trying to eat Fen.
I will probably stare at it and stare at so I don't be like, what the fuck is wrong with this damn thing?
I don't know.
The fuck?
Alright, well, it's the zombie's
movie's
turn.
Taught me nothing.
It's the zombie's turn, so. Oh, that's right. Fen does need to make a death save.
16, thank Christ.
Alright, so you got one success and one failure. The zombie is now going to... I'm going to give a disadvantage since both of you actively have blades through the zombie's head. It's going to try and hit Fen again. Alright, so with a nat 1, I'm going to let both of you roll damage against it, and it will get another roll, because it basically...
You should both try to like pull it apart in separate directions.
6 damage for me.
6. 9.
Alright, so 15, so it needs to make a 20 to live. And that's a 9. So, as it pushes its head forward, trying to get through, the blades, you guys feel it hit something, and the blades touch each other, and you both just cleave the skull just in half. And at that point, the tongue's just moving around, just a... That part of its lifeless body falls onto Fen, the top of the skull just flies the other direction, and,
Just imagine Total Metal Apocalypse just half the hands. Just not.
So, at that point, the other zombie is going to run all the way up to the breathtaking Balthazar, but it can't make an attack, so it moves up to you, and that's the end of the zombie turn. Sato, it is back to you.
I'm going to dash over this one and do the same thing. Run my blade through the side of its head.
Run your blade through the side of its head. All right.
That's going to be a 12 to hit.
A 12 to hit? Alright, you hit.
For 12 damage.
For 12 damage.
Max damage.
And, alright, so fail to save on that one. So you run up, and you stab through the head, and this time it does what you expected it to do. From what you see is it gets all the way up to you, and then a blade goes whoa, through the face towards the center of your face, Balthazar, and then pulls back, and the zombie just crumples to the ground. Again, the sound of bread just...
So gross.
Just like wet bread.
Just wet bread.
That's disgusting.
Do you not like wet bread, Fen?
She didn't know.
Imagine bread pudding. Just
she didn't know that was her fetish until just tonight.
You'll never eat bread pudding again.
Not the same way, at least.
Oh god.
Okay.
Alright, so that is the end of the first combat encounter of the crypt.
So if that ends combat, I'm immediately minor illusion. Great job. Above his head. For saving my ass. Above Sato's head.
Above Sato's head.
Because
right,
he
so
just saved me from dying.
Breathtaking Balthazar, just characters above Sato's head. Great job.
Little sparkles. I will cheer a little bit for that.
Just, ah, Sato cheers.
And that feels really good to know that I can do something that he appreciates.
Yeah, so, let's see.
Well, you appreciate it.
So, Breathtaking Balthazar, that's what you spend your turn doing.
Yeah.
Ariel.
Okay, so... You're away, right?
Nope,
no,
she's still bleeding out and dying.
Shit!
It's up to you.
Pretty sure you have the medicine.
You know medicine.
What? Oh shit! Fuck! That's right, I do! I do.
You have a healing kit?
Where did I find that?
It would be in your inventory.
I have Shami-san, Longbow, and Short Swords. I do not.
Alright, so he did not take a healer's kit.
But
so
you're trained.
You are trained in medicine, though.
Somebody
so you could roll to try.
Okay, so that's the 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I try to heal. It goes all over there. It's a 12 plus wisdom, right?
Plus 12
plus your medicine skill.
Plus medicine skill. That's a plus 1. So that's 13.
So 13. A 13 is not enough to stabilize. The DC for stabilization without a kit is 15. So.
Okay. I try it.
Fen, death save time. 2. So that's another failure. Alright. Oh.
Inspiration's being handed off.
So Josh is granting.
Doesn't count. Should do it again. Roll that.
4.
I tried.
Thank you.
Alright, so Ben definitely fails. Okay. So it goes back around to Sato.
Wait, Ben's still dying?
Ben is still dying.
Oh no!
Yes, she's still dying.
That's why I gave inspiration. I didn't want it to be like, oh no, her final possible role to stay alive, we give inspiration and then she still fucking dies. Like, I wanted to give it like a little bit of breathing room.
No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over and continue to try to stabilize her in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so you run over and go ahead and roll medicine.
That is going to be a 15.
15. Alright, so Ben is stable and not actively dying right now. So I'm gonna
How long is it until I like wake up?
Because
I'm stable, right?
Right. By the rules it is 1d4 hours rolled right now.
Do I roll that?
Yes.
Okay. 4. Cool.
So
you're out.
Yeah.
You'll wake up in 4 hours unless somebody else has some way of healing you. Or
I shot to the face.
There is a temple full of people up above you that have healing powers.
It's supposed to be down here?
Right.
Just saying.
I'm out.
You guys could also search the area. She's unconscious. Maybe you could find something around.
That's what
around.
I was going to say. I'll investigate the bodies that weren't moving.
The bodies that weren't moving? Okay. So roll an investigation check.
Investigation is a 21.
21. Alright, so in investigating the room, double check here, you find 2 potions of healing. So those are 2d4 plus 2 potions. And you find about 30 cents. Which, 31. For those listening that don't remember, the gold and everything else have kind of common colloquial names. Gold are called snouts, silver are called eyes, and bronze are called claws, since they're embossed with those parts of the dragon.
Well, since I just picked up 30 gold, I'm going to make sure nobody saw that and just pocket it immediately.
Sleight of hand.
Okay.
This is also not like you found 30 gold in one bag. This is like going around
still,
like,
I'm just,
ooh, here's a little thing of 5 gold. Here's a little thing of 3 gold. Yeah, ooh, piece of candy.
My first sleight of hand is going to be a 15.
I'm just going to use that for all of them.
Right.
Does anybody want to contest? If not, just tell me what your passive perception
is. I was going to look as well, but if he seems to have it under control, I'll just kind of go over.
Like, tend to her?
Yeah, make
okay.
sure that everything's cool.
This is the best time for me to steal stuff, because Ben's unconscious.
This is true.
I don't care about what
yeah, I obviously don't give a shit. He's out.
All right, so you can
away
with him
over here.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're
so,
pick
one
around.
Person that cares if you steal.
And I'm out. So.
And she is real unconscious right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go over and I'm going to feed her a potion of healing.
All right, so you feed the potion of healing, so go ahead and roll the...
2d4 plus 2.
Two
yeah, if somebody's passed out, you can still, like, force it.
Yeah, it's going to be 6.
So,
yay!
Ben is back to 6 HP. So, you wake up to Sato, like, making liquid go down your throat. It's not a pleasant feeling.
Oh, boy.
That's the greatest way to describe it.
No! So bad.
So, yeah, you wake up, you know.
Ben is just
going to
kind of, like, groan and, like, oh. Did anything eat me?
No, not yet.
Yet? What does that mean?
Well, look at your legs. There's a corpse still there.
Yeah, there
just
is.
Looking down like,
there,
oh.
There's a decapitated corpse.
There's
on
a
your
decapitated
legs.
Zombie on you.
I'm just gonna gently push it off me. Oh.
You smell that? That was me. I'm gonna lean in real close
the
and say
bit,
that.
The little bit of acid and like burnt dead flesh.
Ugh. Yeah. But, you know. I'm still alive.
Oh, Jesus. For now, yes.
What happened?
And, well, I touched that door.
Well,
the zombies came alive.
Yeah.
And you almost got eaten.
Mm-hmm.
We killed all of them, and I saved your ass.
Again.
I need some help, too. Don't worry.
Also, so you don't die again, I'll hand you the other healing potion.
Oh.
Again, that healing potion does 2d4 plus 2.
Yeah, we really don't.
Okay, yes, that's better.
Our medicine man, or... woman, dragon thing.
The rogue coming in clutch and saving the tank. Again.
Okay, calm down.
Hey, she owes me twice now.
So now that door is slightly pushed open from me doing that still?
No.
No? I just touched it and
it didn't budge at all, and then everything kicked off.
Should we touch that door again?
Is that what triggered the thing?
Close your eyes.
It could have been coincidental.
Why?
Just trust me. Wait. If you want to do a trick, I'll do a trick.
No, this is not a trick. This
so,
is,
Sato's asking Fen to close her eyes.
I'm not doing anything to you. I'm doing just some things to this room. Just close your eyes.
Oh, he took a bunch of shit earlier. I bet he's going to get some more shit.
Right. I don't need to take any more stuff.
Moving on. What do you want to do?
You
want to
say anything about that?
I hope you like your fingers. This is strike one, dude.
You're really not going to like what you're going to do, then.
I'm going to go stand in the corner and just... softly talk to myself, like, it's
just
fine.
Just softly talk
fine.
To yourself? You're going to whisper to your holy symbol?
Basically.
Alright.
Because
okay.
I am curious behind
I'm
this
apologizing
door, but I also want anything else to come back alive. I'm going to go around and decapitate all the remaining corpses.
Oh, wait. Wait, can I cast Divine Sense to see if there's any, like,
okay.
Undead?
Yes, it's not casting it. That's just an
casting.
Ability that you have.
Okay,
so,
I'm
with that one,
sense.
When you want to use your Divine Sense, you... take a big smell of the area around you, and you can smell evil if it is around. What's the radius on your divine sense?
I think it's like 60 feet.
Like 60 feet?
Like,
okay.
I think it's 60 feet, but I could be wrong.
Then you smell it, but faintly. Not like it, like it's not in this room, but it's coming from behind one of the doors. You
do
can't
I get like
pitch.
A, okay, I was going to say, do I get like a directional or anything like that, or no?
No, you
okay.
just, you smell undead.
Well, there's nothing in this room that's going to come back, but...
Oh, and you see me, like, blade up to one of the heads? Good.
No,
just,
wait, please,
yeah.
please. Just...
I'm good, I'm good.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Gonna go investigate the door.
So Sato stowed his blade and you go to investigate the door. Okay.
Which door?
The ordinate door.
Okay, what did you said there was another door?
Other
door, than the one
don't worry about that one with the simple padlock.
There is another door with a simple padlock on it, yes.
Okay.
So I was thinking... Sato and I, since we're the stealthiest, we go to the padlock to within there. Since you and since you're a paladin,
if you guys
so
really want that
open,
I'll open
it. You go with the red sitting about.
Still drunk.
You go with the red sitting Balthazar and check out the ordained door.
Alright, yeah.
I'll go pick open the door then.
So you're gonna pick the door? Alright, so that is a
this is where the stealth is.
Dexterity check.
That's okay.
12. Alright, so you are over there pretty confident, Ariel. You said that you were gonna go with Sato to like yeah, you're giving him a chance to like try and open the door, and he's going through, he's trying to pick, and goes, by the way, I want to mention, you have proficiency with thieves' tools, do you not?
Yes. Yes.
Then you add your proficiency bonus to your thieves' tools.
14.
So 14. Okay, so you only get a... Sorry, what was your original one?
An 8.
Oh,
plus 4.
Okay.
Plus 2.
Alright, so it's still, you're over there, you're like trying to do it, you're pretty confident, and then there's a point where like you hear something break, and you pull it out, and one of your thieves' tools is chipped, and you're like, so,
oops.
Sato was not successful in picking the lock.
Very disappointed with myself.
Ariel, would you like to give it a shot?
Sure. I'm not for anything.
Do you have thieves' tools?
I do not.
All
right. So I'm going to do the next best thing.
Is Sato going to lend his thieves' tools? Or
I'm going to just mourn the fact that I broke it.
You broke one of your thieves' tools. You still have more.
I know. But I'm still going to mourn it. Rogue guys.
I got it.
No, the rogue's over here.
There you go. Anyway. So, I'll turn to Sato and ask for some thieves' tools. See if I can get a crack at it.
Sure.
Okay.
Alright, now, I know you're not proficient with thieves' tools, so
no,
you're going to make just a straight dexterity check.
Which is a d20 still.
20, okay.
And then add your...
Plus three.
Plus
three. That's a 9 plus 3, and then 12.
So 12. So you go through and you pull it out and you broke one, and that one's broken even worse, where like you couldn't salvage that particular thing.
Doors,
so,
man.
Yeah, that padlock is not going.
I can just imagine Sato's face like, oh, what the fuck?
So,
get that back.
So
can I
there you go.
Can I just break the padlock with my sword?
You want to try and break it? Okay.
Anger.
So
fuck this thing!
It's a strength check, and if you're going to use your sword as like a lever, I'll let you have advantage on that.
Okay. So the 20, right?
Yes.
You roll it twice.
You roll it twice and take the higher number.
It's a 7. That's a 3. So that's gonna be a bad, probably bad move
that's
for me.
That's a
6.
Six.
So that's a 6 for you. Okay, so you're not strong boy.
I'm not strong boy.
So you take your blade and you shove it into the padlock loop, and you start trying to wiggle it around. And what winds up happening is you just get your blade and you're just bending it one way and then the other, and then bending it one way and the other, and the padlock is just sitting there almost laughing at you.
So then I quickly remove my short sword. I turn to the rogue.
Want me to try again?
So Sato's going to give it another shot?
One more time with the stills.
Alright.
Oh my god, I rolled the
same
roll.
Same thing? Alright.
You know, maybe now I'll use this.
You're using inspiration?
Three.
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 Incredible.
Alright, so that's two wasted inspirations.
Hey, mine wasn't wasted.
No, it wasn't wasted. Thank
so,
you.
Alright.
So at this point, am I over at the other decor?
Yeah, so we'll come back. We'll come back to Sato and Ariel's bout with the door in a second. So, yeah, we have Breathing Balthazar and Fen at the ornate door.
And you did your sniff test on this door area, right? That's where she did it.
Yeah, just in this general area.
And so I feel like if it was strong enough from this door, if that's what you say you were doing, if that's even a real thing. Don't you think you would have sent something from this direction if it were dangerous?
It's not really a directional thing.
Oh.
It's more of a in the area and within.
But is it real though? Like that's
it's
a real,
real
thing. I've never
me.
Heard of this. Okay. So this is a special thing
to
yourself.
Specifically to me.
Mm. Okay. So should we try to open this door? Well, I don't know what those two are doing to that door.
You guys hear the sound of metal snapping, and then you hear like a little
fuck.
Fuck.
I'm just gonna push on this door again and just see what happens. Maybe
I'm
more.
Taking
things.
My sword out
so
just in case.
So you push and you do like a real deep push up against the door, and nothing happens.
Okay, but there's no like visible hole for like a lock or anything.
No.
Okay, I guess it's not open. I guess we'll have to wait for them to
Break it down and
finish fucking that football over there.
I'm gonna go over and check out.
Hey, Paladin! We'll smash a door.
Ooh, smashing.
I'm not staying over here by myself.
Okay. Right,
so,
let's go. We're gonna go join
Fenn and Balthazar walk over, and you see that there are now scratch marks against the door on the inside of the lock. You see one really broken lockpick just on the floor. You see Sato holding another pretty broken lockpick.
I'm kind of crouched on the ground,
trying
to avoid crying.
And the door itself looks fairly solid. It is made of wood, so you could probably break it down that way. Or you could try to break the lock. Your choice.
I'm going to try to break the lock first.
Okay, how are you going to try and break it?
Good question. Is there a way? Well, because I think I could, cut my way through it. Could I try to, pry the door past the lock? See if it breaks like that?
Oh,
that
you
want to
try and break the door rather than breaking the lock itself. Okay, yeah. Alright, I have a DC for that, so.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Go ahead. Roll a strike.
Yeah, I know, but I was using one. Okay. Just for operating. It's not now. That's an eight.
That's an eight.
Yeah.
All right, so you shove the blade into the side and you start to bend it, and you bend it to the point where the katana is bending so much that you think it might snap, and it's just like, okay, let's just pull that
That's
back out.
Because it wasn't the one I was using. Sorry. Anyway.
All right, so...
Well, apparently, Balthazar is just our greatest enemy, so
yeah.
I'm practicing a trick.
Balthazar, you're the only one that hasn't tried to open this simple padlock, which apparently is the defeat of your group.
The bane of our existence.
I just
want to
smash through the door.
I'm going to walk over and just pull on it.
And just, pull on the lock?
Maybe it'll open.
It does nothing.
yank on it.
Oh, yank on it that? Like, real hard?
Yeah.
All right, roll a strength check.
That's a 15.
That's a 15, so you yank on it and nothing.
I will say, this is locked, and then back up
and
continue practicing my tricks.
All right. What kind of trick are you practicing?
So, I am practicing a coin trick in which I scratch a signature on a coin.
Okay.
I eat it.
Okay.
And then I have it travel through my arm, and I cut it open and take it out.
You cut it open and take it out? All right. Pretty cool. So, Breath and Balthazar got it.
I spent my whole week watching Chris Angel videos.
Right.
And that is one of them.
That's one of
Believe
the biggest tricks.
Yes.
All right. So,
never took a shower, that's what
you
did.
All right. So, for you audience members that don't know anything about me, I used to be a children's painter. So, birthday clown and magician and all that stuff. I actually know how that trick's done. It's pretty cool.
You cut your arm open and take a coin out? For children?
Sort of.
Psychopath.
I did adult parties once in a while.
Oh my.
Yeah, that does sound fancy.
You psychopath.
So, all four of you have tried to open this door. Would you like to try again? You have some lockpicks left.
I'll try to use one of my daggers and wedge it into the
you did get extra
the
ones.
Area of the
it's true.
Padlock and try to break it like a crowbar.
You want to try and break the padlock?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and roll a strength check.
It's going to be a 13.
13?
I'm
not
better.
Strong enough.
Nope.
Why don't you try and pick the lock one more time? Waste another lock.
Fine.
I'll
get into it.
You can do the Sato.
Yay!
Okay.
All right. You get
plus one. Oh, a different die.
So Sato is getting really frustrated. He just takes a deep breath. He goes down.
Son of a bitch.
You whisper to yourself, you picked a million of these locks before. And then, without really thinking about it, while you're whispering to yourself, trying to calm down, just click, and
the second there's a click,
pull.
Boof! Great job!
Fuck you.
And you just see him, shivering down in front of your eyes, and you're like, you don't have to look up, you know what it says.
I just hear the, I'm like, damn it, Balthy.
I was there for the first one, so it's probably going to scare me.
Fuck me.
What the fuck?
Because I was off to the side, just
randomly,
and then I heard click, oh shit, bam. Great job, son.
So I kind of jumped a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, never mind, it was just you.
Alright, cool. So the padlock door took more for the party to get through the fight, really.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
I'm going to
make us fight
in
locks.
Spite of myself, I'm going to take the lock and I'm just going to beam it across the back wall.
Beam it across the back wall. It hits the wall and then it falls and it locks itself on the ground. The key face, facing you almost in spite. You feel in your brain a middle finger, raise up from that lock pointed towards you.
So I'm behind the group. I'm going to go and get that lock. How do you like seeing me? Just keep it.
Just keep it?
Yeah.
All right, so
Balthazar.
As a side note, did you ever get that?
No.
Okay. I just
so anytime I cast something or do something magical,
jingles.
The concentration breaks and you all see this fucking shackle on my arm. And as soon as that's over, whatever I'm doing, I recast it on my I don't know if you've noticed, I'm just telling you that's what's happening.
Probably not.
Just letter.
I have noticed.
Right.
I don't care.
So, is anyone going to open the door?
Me.
Alright, so Ariel, you go over, you open the door, and in front of you there is about a 20-foot hallway, and there's dim light coming from the end of the hallway.
Oh,
you can see pretty much the whole way.
Yeah, right.
What you can see, though, is that there is blood dragged on the ground, like, coming out of this hallway, and then going just back into the room behind you, but that's kind of where that blood ends. So.
Absolutely not. I'm going to go investigate the ornate door.
You're going to go investigate the ornate door?
I saw blood and light.
I'll
no,
probably
absolutely
turn
to the Sato is going to show his true colors as a coward and be like, nope. Nope.
Dark hallway with blood. No, thanks.
No.
Okay, so then I'll turn to Finn and just say, you're coming with me.
I guess so.
I'll hang back.
Where did I had a torch at some point in time.
Yeah, you did.
You're still holding it.
Am I still
holding
it?
Well, actually, you would have dropped it to dual hand your sword.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so I'm going to go
just
grab
on the
torch.
Floor. So you go over, you grab the torch. And you start going into...
BTD coming with us?
Well, I feel like somebody should stay with him.
That's fair. All right. So, Ariel and I are going in.
So, Ariel and Fen move into the chamber. This chamber has many fine-looking bodies lining the walls and inlaid beds, same as in the chamber before. Blood gleams on the floor of this chamber from that one dim light. On the southern side of the room, so kind of where the ornate door would be, that same orientation, there is, on a raised pedestal, a small figurine of a human wielding a sword.
You have a bag of sand.
How fresh is the blood on the floor?
It's not super fresh. Like, some of it has dried, but it's fresh enough that some of it is still, like, you could pick it up and still kind of work it in your fingers.
Is there, so it's just the pedestal and, like, the empty room? Is there anything?
There, the body is inlaid on the walls. But other than the pedestal and that one.
Like, the
same as
we were in the other end?
Right.
Okay.
One thing that you will notice, so you're looking for anything else in the room as well. On the floor in the corner is a broken figurine of a dragonborn wielding an axe.
Should I pay attention to class?
Can I do a perception check?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. See if there's any traps. Push on the pedestal.
He wanted to roll a perception check, so
okay.
Go ahead and roll that.
Would that work, or would it be investigating?
Roll perception.
Okay.
You said perception.
You said perception, so we're going with that.
Okay. That's a 13, and then perception check, that's a 14, 16, and proficient at that, that's a 18.
That should already have it added for you.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
So it does.
So
okay, 16. So I'm being dumbass.
So,
okay.
16 was your perception check. So... moving around the room and kind of investigating around, so you notice that one of the corpses is clutching a figurine of an elf wielding a bow.
Are there any other figurines in the room?
Other than the one on the pedestal
just
and
the
broken one in the corner, finding that one, that's all that he's been able to find.
Can I look to see if there's another figurine?
Sure. Would you like to, are you going to investigate, like, are you going to start lifting up everything, or are you just going to look?
I'm just going to look. I don't necessarily touch anything.
Roll a perception.
Okay.
12. You can't seem to find any other figurines.
Okay.
I'm also assuming that Ariel has not tried to grab that figurine.
No, but I looked at you and I point out how these figurines are exactly on the ornate door.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Can I go pick up the broken dragonborn one?
You want to pick up the broken dragonborn one?
Yeah.
Alright, so you move over and picking up the broken dragonborn one, you get a little tense because you're like, okay, something about to happen. Nothing.
Okay, cool.
It's quiet. But the figurine is definitely broken. It's not great. This one is... it seems to be made of silver. At least it's coated in silver on the outside, and the figurine itself is made of porcelain.
Ooh,
so
yeah, so, like, super broken.
It's pretty broken.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's really not much in here. We should probably go tell the others what we found.
Do you want to take the figurine... the elf that's being clutched by the body?
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm gonna shadow him very closely with my
So
with
so
one hand on my and one with the torch.
So one hand on your katana and one with the torch.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Pretty good stuff. Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna try to stealthily grab the figurine from the dead body.
Do you want to like Indiana Jones this? Like give it something else?
No, that's what the pedestal.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So make your sleight of hand check.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Natural one.
Honey.
All right.
No.
So
sleight of hand. So that's a
so,
natural one.
Nope,
one.
Auto
oh
fail.
Shit. Okay.
It's an auto fail.
So
automatic fail.
You go to it. And
wait. If you choose, you still do have that. If you don't want to.
You do have the inspiration, or you could let the natural one just ride.
It's up to you.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Let's see how.
Save it for something maybe
ride.
More
well,
significant.
You kind of
okay.
like if you have to kind of decide
he just,
now.
He said he wants to let it ride, so we let it ride. So Ariel goes over and is getting ready to try and grab it, and grabs a hold of the wooden figurine, and it's stuck like in the hand of the body. At which point, starts really prying until pulls it. And it comes with both the hands that were clutching it. At which point, you start to hear the and ligaments and bones cracking again. Roll initiative.
Hold on. Starwipe to me and him standing by the ornate door. I'm like, "What's your deal, dude?
No,
you're not impressed by me. Like, I mean, no, I don't care about that. We don't have to go in there. Like, you're not. You don't. What do you not like about me?"
I don't know yet.
I don't get you, man. I don't know why I do all these great things for you. Everybody else seems to be on board. That's what I was going on. And then you hear from the other room.
I've led a pretty miserable
yeah,
life.
From there, from the other room, Sato, BTB, you hear, and like the distant cracking of ligaments.
At which point I'll go, you were
bones.
Right.
Like I said, no.
Just, yeah, no. All right, so roll initiative.
Natural one. Okay, so I am. My head is far up my ass.
Well, with initiative, it's kind of different. So that
it
would
is
be a
different.
Four.
Yeah. It is different.
It'd
on
be
that.
A four.
Four.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah.
My head is
still
up my ass.
That's still bad.
It's not a check in that one. It's a little different, but.
I'm gonna just put us in it, even though we're out there.
Yeah, you want to finish rolling?
13. 18.
18.
10.
10.
4.
4.
4. Alright, so...
Still go first.
And the final initiative order, then, is going to be Sato with an 18, then the Zombies with a 16, BTB 13, Fen with 10, and Ariel bringing up the rear with a 4.
Zambies
not
with a
last.
16, and Zambies got a good roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, them Zambies, if they had any bonuses, would have been before you, Sato.
Too fast, too quick?
Alright, so we have, right now, it's Fen and Ariel in the room. The one that you actually pulled the figure away from, Ariel, is not one of the ones that's crackling around and beginning to get back up. Sato, you're up first, so you've heard these just...
I heard what?
You heard noises.
I heard
of
what? Yeah, exactly. What did I hear? I heard nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. Just ignoring it.
You're ignoring it? Alright, so you're not going to do anything.
What a dick.
I'm actually going to make an investigation roll on the door.
An investigation roll on that door? Alright, go ahead and roll investigation.
That's actually a really good roll.
Yeah.
That's going to be a 21.
A 21. Alright, it is going to take you probably about 2 rounds to finish fully investigating the door.
Works for me.
So, alright. we have the... Zombies, then. So, zombies are going to start crawling their way out of their
sarcophagi.
Sure, why not? The sarcophagi, and we're going to have them split into 2 groups, with 2 of them going to Fen and 2 of them going to Ariel. So, we'll go ahead and take the attacks against the both of you. And so, Fen against you, we have a 10 and a 9.
Fuck yeah! No.
No hits.
Shit.
And Ariel against you, we have a 9 and a natural 1. So,
you're good,
boom!
Bud.
That zombie is going to make its slam attack towards you, and one of its legs is just going to break, and it stumbles to the ground just at your feet, Ariel. And
I turn to you and I go, Maybe there is a god then. Just maybe, though.
From the other room.
Allegedly.
If not, though.
Balthazar. Balthazar, you're up.
Breathing Balthazar will, I guess, go towards that room.
Hate you. All right. So, it's about 30 feet from where
you are.
At
first, I'm going to be like, come on, man. Because he obviously heard it before I did.
Right. It's about 30 feet to get from the door where you are and then down the hallway into that room.
Uh-huh.
So, that's all your movement, correct?
Yeah, all my movement.
Okay, so you get to the edge of that, and you see four zombies now going towards Fen and Ariel.
I will firebolt one of them, I guess, closest to me.
One attacking Fen or one attacking Ariel?
Ariel.
One attacking Ariel, okay.
He's not as...
Yeah, there's the one. There's the one that's on the ground or the one standing?
Standing.
Standing.
Easier to hit.
All right. Okay, so go ahead and roll your attack roll.
That will be a 17 plus 6.
Easily.
Or 8.
8 fire damage.
Yeah.
Alright.
Chucky's been on fire today. And I'm going to say, I once sarcophagi, guy, but he was much better looking than you.
Oh.
Yeah. Fen is going to laugh out loud and then immediately go, and then just like, bonus Mora.
You can hear a groan from the other room.
Doesn't even make sense.
Me too.
Alright. So that's the end of your turn, DTB?
Yeah.
Alright, it is Fen's turn.
How are the zombies like around us?
You guys were kind of near the platform at the end and then moved over when Ariel ripped the figurine away. So you're at the southern end of the room and it's kind of a wall of the four of them and the two of you with the pedestal behind you guys. They're pushing you into that pedestal.
Okay, shit. How far is it to the door?
To the door, it is roughly 20 feet away, but as I said, you guys are kind of blocked in right now. You'd have to go through the zombies to get there.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just attack the one on, like, the... or, like, one of the edges that's closer to me.
Okay, so the one on your left.
Yeah.
Okay.
21?
21 will easily hit.
I'm literally done with that. That's a lot less. So 4.
Alright. By the way, you're using your katana with one hand. You have to
roll
a
d8. Oh, shit, yeah, it's a d8.
Okay,
well, 9. Cool.
So you do 9 damage.
Yeah,
okay.
That's better, but like...
It is better. It is
still.
Better.
I forgot.
Alright, so that ends Fen's turn, since there's nowhere you can go. Ariel?
So, the breathtaking Balthazar.
Josh looks up happily.
I'm trying not to mess up your name. So,
you're doing well.
So he got one of the zombies already, right?
Me?
Yes.
I definitely heard it. Did it kill it?
No.
No, it didn't kill it.
Yes.
It's just a bit toasty.
And toasty. Okay. So that's probably not
the smell of cooked rotting flesh.
Yeah.
The
toasty in
front of the ground also will be easier to hit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, you could just easily stab that one.
Because if it's prone, you get advantage on your attack.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
With melee.
So yeah, I'll use my short sword and I'll attack the one on the ground.
Okay, so roll a hit with advantage.
D20.
Roll it twice, take the higher.
It's a 17.
Or
a 16.
So 17 plus
5,
you hit.
Easy. Okay, so then I use the
D6.
1 plus 3, so that is a 4.
So you do 4 damage to it.
God,
okay. Nice. And that'll end your turn since there's nothing else you can do. So it's back around to Sato.
What was it? Fuck you, zombie.
So you hear from the other room, you hear a fuck you, zombie!
You call that a roar.
It's a really nice door.
It's a really nice door. You have one more round and you'll know information on the next one. So, alright, so it's back to the zombies then. Two of them are attacking Fen. The first one gets a 7 to hit, so it misses you. The second one gets a 20 to hit, and hits you. And you are going to take 6 bludgeoning damage. And it slams into you.
Why didn't you kill yourself?
I did give you the
You had one job.
You can't lay on hands.
I was literally going to use lay on hands for you, because you're low.
Aww, aren't you so sweet.
Oh, the heal tank, worrying about other people, as heal tanks are supposed to.
You also have the other potion that I did have to.
That's true. You force feed it to me.
The one on the ground is going to swipe at Ariel and hit with a 19.
Swipe right.
And it deals 2 bludgeoning damage. Oh,
thank Christ. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, swipe.
The
okay.
One
yeah.
it swipes your ankles. You know, it doesn't do that much damage if it claws at your ankles. Then it gets a 10 to hit from
nope.
The standing one. So you dodge out of the way of that one very quickly, manage to narrowly avoid that attack. Breathtaking Balthazar.
How many are near Finn?
All 4 of the zombies
mm-hmm.
are making a wall
okay.
pretty much in front of the 2 of them that are pressed up against the fence.
Right.
Okay, then we'll skin is huge.
Freaking again.
Sorry, I was thinking.
I'm going to.
I'm just upset.
One of them that hasn't been hit that's near her, I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers.
Dissonant Whispers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, what does that spell?
Your whisper, a discordant melody that only one creature of your choice can hear, racking with terrible pain. Target make a wisdom save. On a fail, takes 3d6 psychic damage. And must immediately use reaction, if available, to move away from me as fast as its speed allows. On a success, takes 1/2 damage, doesn't move away from me.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
I will check its wisdom.
That's pretty wise.
That is a 14.
That meets.
That meets, so it's...
So you're not going to run away.
But... Nice.
13, so 6.
Deals 6 damage to it?
Yeah.
All right. And which one of them were you picking?
I said one that hadn't been hit that's near her.
Okay.
Didn't both the ones that were near me,
weren't
they both hit?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you dealt 6 damage halved, or?
Yeah, 13. 13 is halved to 6.
Okay. Perfect. Then after VTB, it is Fen's turn to make a death save.
18.
That's
nice.
A success.
Woo!
Well done. All right.
Fen's not dying this time.
This
area.
Yes.
Yes.
You get to go again.
Okay. So I'll probably get away from the zombies.
There's no way
to
get past the zombies right now.
Okay.
They are a wall in front of you.
Yeah.
So I can't backtrack. Okay.
Yeah, you are stuck fighting where you are right now. You put yourself in a really bad position when you nat one that
sure.
Check.
Where I got the one on the floor.
Well, it's still on the floor, so you still have advantage.
Yes, you can still stab it. It broke its leg.
It has no way of getting back up. It has no advantage the entire time you
have
it.
So, stabbing, it will probably be a safe bet, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Where is it in the line?
In the line, so it is
Fire
zombie point. Next to Fen on the left, another zombie, the zombie that's on the ground, Ariel's like right here, and then the standing zombie for Ariel on the right of that.
Okay.
Which is Fireboy.
Fireboy.
Well, they got Fireboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that smells thing. Like burnt rotten meat.
Wait, it smells like burnt wet bread.
What are you making?
Anyway,
rolling. Bread.
A 10 plus 5, which is a 15.
Roll again, you might get an
okay.
Oh shit, son. A 4.
No.
Alright,
so
15 you hit.
Then I use
the D6.
Right. 4 plus 3, 5, 6, 7.
7 damage to the one on the ground. Alright, after Ariel's turn, it is Sato. So,
how's this door looking?
What you have learned about the door is that there is a battle of some sort going on the door. There's fire coming down from the top, and there are 4 figures carved into the door. There are the 2 dragonborn with great axes, flanking the elf with the bow and the man with the sword. One thing that you do learn by moving some dust off of it is you learn the name of the creature they're fighting. It's the battle with Bamatosuri. All
right.
That's it.
That's it?
You don't find anything else significant about the door.
Me. Worth it.
So, you still have a move action this round if you'd like to take it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'll make my way to the room now. Even
you
though
make your way
just
over.
Yeah.
Guys,
what's up, guys?
So you get over to the hallway, and you see the breathtaking Balthazar, like, at the end of the hallway, blasting firebolts in there.
Any chance of me seeing one? Or no, not from here.
Seeing what?
Can I see a zombie or no?
No, not at all.
Then, I'm good.
So, you're right behind breathtaking Balthazar. In the next round, you can easily get in and get to a zombie.
Cool.
After Sato are the zombies. So, we're going to have two of them attack our friend Ariel. So, see, the one on the ground that attacks with disadvantage gets a 7.
Nope.
And the one that's standing gets a 7. So, they both miss you.
Oh, shit!
The ones that were by Fen, one of them is going to turn and start sauntering over to BTB. It can make it all the way to you.
Okay.
And it's going to make a slam attack against you. And that is a 5. So
near miss.
Does not manage to hit
It's not hard to hit me.
The other one is going to attack Fen on the ground and start trying to eat.
They want to
get
and that is a 20 to hit. So
just barely hits.
You take 1 failure on your death save.
Yep.
Dun dun dun.
That means it's now breathtaking Balthazar's turn.
Shocking grasp.
Shocking grasp.
That's what happens when they get in front of me.
Alright.
11,
that hits.
8.
AC 8?
Yeah.
AC 8. Zombies are not good at dodging. 5 damage to it.
And then getting away from it.
And then you're moving back from it, and it cannot react. Mm-hmm. You move backwards, not knowing Sato was there, and bump into him. It's like, oh, Jesus.
I'm like, oh, thank God, and move him in front of me. Just, like, move around him.
To which the coward is now in front of the other coward. It's like, yeah.
Is it about right, Sato? Yeah, I'm just like,
great.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
That's great.
Yeah, Fen, that's save time.
Fine.
All right, you're at 2 failures now, right?
Okay. Still have your own inspiration, too, for that last one.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to use it.
You know, it might be worth it for Ariel to maybe try and pick the paladin up. You know that she has the healing potion on her.
Mm-hmm.
You could pick it up and, like, force it down her throat.
It'd be your whole action to do.
It would be your action. You wouldn't be able to attack, but then the tank would
be
dying.
Yeah, I'll probably do that then.
Get the tank up?
Yeah,
okay, so you move down.
Yeah.
You
can use
it. You move down, you take the potion, you pop the cork, you force her mouth open and start pouring it into her mouth, which she coughs a little bit and starts to drink it. Roll the health.
And add 2.
More than add 2.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
6.
2 yeah.
2s.
6. Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, you get 6, Fen.
Okay.
And you still can't move away because they're blocking you, which, I mean, tough shit. Sato, you're up.
Well, there's one in the door right in front of me.
There's
so
the one right in front of you, yes.
I'm gonna stab the shit out of it.
Okay.
That's going to be a 12.
12 will hit.
For 7 damage.
For 7 damage, alright. And anything else that you'd like to do?
Move behind him.
You still can't take reactions right now, so.
Yep.
Just like, the two cowards moving behind each other as the zombie slowly saunters up to start smacking people.
Well, he's a much bigger target, so
true, and surprisingly enough, it's the zombie's turn now. So if anyone hasn't been paying attention to the order, the zombies move up directly to BTB, and Josh just flipped off RC, so that's great.
Alright.
And tries to slam the BTB with an 11.
Nope.
Thanks,
narrowly misses you.
What the fuck?
The one that's down and trying to eat you is going to still have advantage on its chance to try and bite. I rolled 2 4s, so that's a 7. So, not managed to do anything.
Get away from
the
me.
The grounded zombie is going to attack Ariel again. That is a 9 to hit because of that disadvantage. A standing zombie, let's get a hit this round. Come on. Come on. 16!
Damn it!
It's cool, I get your back.
And didn't roll well on damage, so you only take 2 bludgeoning.
That's all he
has. He's unconscious.
I'm out.
Oh, he's unconscious. Alright.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm drinking this. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Forcing that down your throat, and he's like, you manage to dodge out of the way, Fen, from the one bite, and then he just slumps over from a big slap.
Is this gonna end with me and you slowly like getting in front of each other?
They just
backing
keep
up steps.
Unfortunately, because of the order, he's always going behind you.
We're just practicing our dance routine, that's all.
Breathtaking Balthazar, it is your turn now.
Okay. So homie's still in front of me then.
Yep. However, there is... No, he moved right up to you, so yes, he's right there.
Well, I'm not going to go around him or do anything without messing with him, unfortunately, because he's in my way, so I'll do the same thing.
Shot in your ass?
Yeah. That will only be a 9.
That still hits.
Yeah.
Armor class 8.
Yeah.
Only 1.
1 shocking damage. Okay.
And then
still can't react,
move behind
so
him.
You're good.
Yeah. Ben.
Not move behind him. I'll move the other side because he's just going to fucking go in front of me again. So I'm going to get on the other side of this dude so he's going to walk toward
me. You are in a narrow 5-foot hallway right now.
But he can't do anything to me. I'm just going to like hug him and scoot around him.
You know what? I'm going to allow it because...
He's a loaf of bread.
He's a loaf of bread. He's a loaf of wet bread.
So I basically waltz the loaf of wet bread and
right.
leave it. And basically just be on the other side of it so it'll be facing him. And
okay.
be like, fuck you, do something.
Slap. All right, Sada, your turn. Ben, what are you doing on your turn?
So, okay. We only have 3 zombies in front of us now, right?
Correct.
And 2 of them are on the ground? Or one of them's on the ground?
One of them is on the ground. The other one is kneeling that's trying to eat you.
Okay.
And you are currently prone on the ground.
Okay.
You have to use half your movement to stand.
Okay. Can I... How far is Ariel away from me?
He's
right
next
on top
to
you.
Of you.
Next,
yeah,
okay.
Like, on top of you, next to you. Like,
can
you could
I...
reach out and lay on hands him without even standing.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to do is pull him behind me, lay on hands, and get up.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Roll a strength check to see if you can drag him. While, like, trying to stand up and dragging him.
Sadly.
You got an 8?
Yeah.
Alright, so you try and pull him behind you with one arm while also standing up and picking up your katana and fending off a zombie at the same time. You can't do it, but you do heal him for whatever you're going to spend if you lay on hands.
I'm just going to do all 5.
All 5, alright, so...
So, you're at 5 hit points.
Ariel, you are awake with 5 hit points. And Fen, you are now standing, so they don't get their advantage for trying to attack you.
Yep.
Ariel, it's your turn. So Fen is now standing and right in front of you.
I'm like
you're laying on the ground.
You.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dip around more weight. So
you wanna stand up and attack one of the zombies?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
So you stand up, kind of move your way out from behind her because he can't attack. Attack from
oh,
behind
yeah,
you.
That's fair.
Sure,
no,
just
face.
Grab your arm and like, yank myself up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yank myself up.
He is a real light elf boy. It's
it's
so,
like, you know when you go into the fridge and you grab a carton of milk and it doesn't have as much milk in as you think it does? And you grab it and it like, hits.
And it just, you pull it and you almost hit yourself in the
yeah,
face.
Yeah, you
yes.
grab it and it just like hits the, that's kind of what happens. I grab him and
so
I expect him to be way heavier and he just like.
Flying attack! Hoorah!
So, for you, that jerks your shoulder a little bit. It's like you stand up and you're like, okay, draw your blade and you get ready to attack.
Okay.
So, make your attack. Do you want to attack the grounded one that you've been attacking, like, forever?
No, fuck that thing.
Do you want to attack the other standing one?
Let's attack the burning one.
The burning standing one? Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that hit me.
All right.
Jackass.
Well, go ahead and roll a hit.
8 plus 5.
You hit.
And then hit, yeah. Okay, so then I'm going to use my short sword.
Right.
2 plus 3.
That's God, like he's got it.
You did 5 damage. All right.
I'm slowly getting there.
Anything else that you want to do on your turn, Ariel? I mean, you've already used all of your move. You have 3 squares of movement, and technically you could move out now since there is an open space. You would just take attacks of opportunity.
That's smart. No, you'll probably go right back down.
Yeah, so I'll probably just
stay there
off and say, fuck you.
Alright,
fuck you, zombie man!
It is your turn.
I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna dance with the zombie. I'm gonna go behind him and into the room.
Because he still doesn't have any reactions.
So you're going behind him and into the room and not going to use it, take advantage of your rogue abilities to get sneak attack on that zombie?
Is he within 5 feet of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why he didn't
move
away
from it.
No, he moved behind it so that it's like, I'm right here. Come on.
Well, I moved on that side, so I'm going to be like, all right, now there's nothing you can do but fuck with this one. You can't do what I just did. I'm trying to prevent you from doing what you just tried to do.
But yeah, I'll take advantage of that attack. And we're going to have a 19 hit.
I will say, you don't have advantage on the attack. I saw you roll 2.
And...
Don't hit either way.
Yeah.
Just say.
No, that's going to be 9 damage.
9 damage. Alright. And it drops like a hefty bag full of vegetable soup.
Yay. Awesome. That's disgusting.
And then I'm going to immediately move behind him and into the door.
behind him and into the doorway. All right.
So you're both just like, so, like in the doorway?
Pretty much. And it is the zombie's turn again. So, we have the one that is trying to eat Ben, stands up, tries to slam into her. That is a 13 to hit.
Nope.
The one on the ground is going to claw Ariel. It's a 9 to hit.
Nope.
And the standing one is also going to try and slam into Ariel. That is an 11 to hit.
No!
Yes! Oh!
Zombies could not do anything awesome this round, which means,
dumbass,
Balthazar, you are up.
Earthquake Balthazar will.
I'm
going to lightning bolt.
So from make it a zombie. So from where the zombies are to where I am, distance wise, we're talking
10 to 15 feet. Depends on where they are within their attacking and slamming.
Small hallway then. I'll just firebolt one of them. Is there anyone that has not been hit?
Anyone that's not been hit? Not currently.
Okay, then I'll just fireball the one that was already fireballed once.
Okay. Firebolt.
Firebolt rather.
Yeah, I was like, I'm the only one resistant to fire, so really you should only be doing that with me.
Even with a fireball, you're at what, like 4 HP?
I'm at 6, thank you.
You go down.
I know.
Oh, yeah. If you roll really well,
that would be an auto-kill.
Yes,
oh, yeah, no, I know.
So, Balthazar hits.
10.
For 10.
All right. Nice. And maximums.
So it hits, and it shudders a little bit, and then just goes back, and it's ready to slam into Ariel again.
It's crispy, though. It's
quite crispy. Quite crispy. So, after Balthazar, you gonna, like, move further into this chamber?
I think Balthazar will stay where he is.
Okay. Then.
Okay, so...
It's your turn.
Okay.
I accept BTP,
they're all still,
by the way.
They're all still... All three of them?
All three of them are still up.
Okay. I'm gonna attack the one that was, like...
Trying to eat on you?
Yeah, and I assume at this point that I've dropped the torch?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna two-hand my sword.
Okay.
And attack the one that was trying to eat me. My sword, 16.
16, you hit easily.
Seven
damage, okay. And is there anything else you'd like to do? You could move, like, past them and get around behind without taking attacks. You could move so you are not pinned up against the...
Unless I can take him with me.
You could not.
Nope.
All right. So that will end Ben's turn. Ariel. There's the one that got fireballed again that's been standing, and the one that's been swiping at your ankles the whole fight.
Jesus Christ, they will die.
The ankle biter and the standing ones just want your brains.
They're zombies. What they do.
Well, I want brains too.
I'd like to keep those.
You'd like to keep your own brains, but... So you're going to try and stab one of the two. What would you like to do?
So I already stabbed the fire one.
Right.
So I guess I'm going to try to finish off the fucker on the ground.
Okay.
So.
Roll the hit.
God. 5 plus 5 is a 10.
10 will hit.
Okay. Rolls it. Yes. Okay. 4 plus 3.
That's 7 damage.
7 damage.
Alright, it is still up as of right now.
Why won't you die?
You just keep stabbing this little ankle biter on the ground and... No matter what Ariel does, it just still is trying to claw at you and
God
swipe at you.
Damn it!
Just slicing that brain.
Sato, you are up.
I'm gonna dash over and attack the down one. I want that advantage.
Okay, so dash over, attack the down one.
Show how it works. That's gonna be a 25 hit.
25? Yes, you hit.
Jesus!
And it's gonna be 10 damage.
10 damage. Alright. You stab it, it shudders, and then it just keeps trying to bite at those ankles.
God. You roll well on the con saves, but can't seem to hit us.
Yeah.
I rolled a nat 20 on that one. Hey, I mean, you know what?
No, I'm okay with that.
I've hit
no.
you guys a couple times. Some people
true.
Have gone down.
That's
yeah.
true.
I haven't managed to hit Sato or Balthazar.
Right? You hit me once.
I hit Balthazar once. Fair enough. Anyway, you done, Sato? That's the end of your turn?
Done.
Okay, cool.
Why am I doing this?
So, the zombie attacks you and gets an 18 to hit.
No, doesn't hit. What? Right.
It slams.
So, let's see. That is 5 damage.
Oh, thank Christ. Okay.
So, Ben takes that one hit. The ankle biter attacks Ariel. And that is a natural 1 again.
Okay.
So, I'm going to make one save for it, and it's a second natural one. All right.
What?
It just gives so the life. Ankle biter eventually, after not being able to get any ankle bites in, just eventually gives up. It's a broken leg. It has a real big, open, gaping wound in its back. That one's gone.
Okay.
All right. Then the standing one gets a 6 to hit. So.
Yes.
That's it for that turn. Breathtaking
yes.
Balthazar.
Isn't he before me or no?
I'm one.
Oh, okay. Samesy's fireball hit. What's this one? That's two. For two.
All right.
Which one?
Whomever.
Surprisingly enough, I rolled the two, so it dies.
Yes.
Yay.
Just like hopes and dreams.
to be fair, Ariel's hopes and dreams died a long time ago.
Okay, which one is the one that's up?
What was that?
Which one's the one that's up?
The one that was trying to catch you while you were down. The only one left up currently, then.
Cool.
And it is your turn.
Okay, let's have it.
Okay.
Actually, oh no, because he's gonna. It's a natural 18, so.
A natural 18?
I assume I hit.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You hit.
Okay.
Now you miss. Actually, this one's wearing full plate.
Yeah, right? 8. 8.
8 damage?
Yeah.
Alright. Let's roll it save. That's a 3 on the die, so.
Oh my god.
The zombies all fall dead. So, congratulations.
Great jobs all around.
Yay!
Just minor illusioning, great jobs above everybody's heads. Yes. Alright, so.
Ben is like crouching, like breathing really hard, like.
Balthazar, great job. And that's where we will end episode 3 of
Yay.
Character Flaw. So, I want to thank everybody for listening. Again, you can contact Dapper Jackal Productions or me, Charles, on Twitter at Dapper Jackal. Tristan?
Tristan Dimitri 7 for Twitter.
All right.
All right.
What about you, Demi?
I'm at Hemendem.
And I'm RC. At the Cold Touch. Josh is at BT Balthazar.
And again, we want to thank you for listening, guys. If you can remember that leaving reviews, liking, and sharing us with your friends helps us spread. It lets more people hear what we do. And if they enjoy the content and you enjoy the content, then we can make more of this content for you guys. So please like, share. You can find us on the web at dapperjackal.com. Until next time, guys, thanks for listening, and we hope to have you back.
Yay.
Bye!
Bye-bye!